The following is a four-song concert performed by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on July 5, 2015, at Rupanuga Vedic College in Kansas City, Missouri, USA.
So this first song, actually, I used to have a TV show here in the U.S. And it was a local show in Austin, Texas. The show was called TurnOnYourSoul.com. And we have talking in the room. If you want to talk, please go outside. Hare Krishna. If you want to talk, please go in the other room. Now we're having a concert. If you want to talk, talkers can go in the other room. Yeah. So our show was called TurnOnYourSoul.com. So this was the theme song for the show. Do you know who you really are? Do you know where you're coming from? Do you know for sure where you're going or what you will become? You're the eternal full of knowledge and bliss, so remember and celebrate this. You're not of this world, dear friend. Better tune in and turn on your soul. Do you know what happens when you die? Do you know what's beyond the sky? Do you think that body is you? Is this something that you're passing through? You're the eternal full of knowledge and bliss, so remember and celebrate this. You're not of this world, dear friend. Better tune in and turn on your soul. We're told that everything happens by chance, that the universe has no person in control. But I see that every machine has got an operator, so the universe also has one, this I know. Do you know who you really are? Do you know where you're coming from? Do you know for sure where you're going or what you will become? You're eternal full of knowledge and bliss, so remember and celebrate this. You're not of this world, dear friend. Better tune in and turn on your soul. Yeah! You're not of this world, dear friend. Better tune in and turn on your soul. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to turn on your soul. We want you to realize you're not your material body, but you're actually a spiritual being, transcendental to birth and death. So turn on your soul and taste the bliss. Now, this next song tells a little story. I wasn't always so blissful, you see. There was a time when I didn't know about Krishna. I didn't know that I was the soul. I was a youth, you know, searching for the meaning of life, and nobody could tell me. So it was pretty tough times. So this song is called The Existential Blues. And this really, you know, I don't know if the guitar and the percussion will work on this song. It's not going to work. No cartels on this song. It's not going to work because the rhythm is jumping all over the place. Yeah. So this is The Existential Blues. Ever since I can remember, I've always had the blues. And so to have them today, is no spectacular news. Looks like I'm always gonna have them, even though, Lord, I can't stand them. Yes, it got me up. Bad case. Woo! Of those existential blues. So go to my daddy to tell him I am blue. He says, don't worry about it, son. It's just a phase you're going through. So I tried to put my blues behind me, but they just kept on tagging along behind me. Yes, it got me in an acute case of those existential blues. Yeah, the blues has got me. Those existential blues has got me. Those blues got me. Those existential blues has got me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Feel like I should be living down there in one of them zoos. Cause it got me a chronic case of those existential blues. Dad sends me to Austin College, buy future for the shoes. But with no philosophical foundation, I'm just cooking in existential stew. They don't tell me what is life's meaning, they just want to know what's your academic leaning. Hey man, can you dig it? I'm a nowhere man with a collegiate case of those existential blues. I take off on my room in Baker Hall, walking around old Sherman Town, just looking. Somebody that doesn't have the blues. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Did you know I just don't let that faze me? But I can't find a single soul that doesn't have the blues. It's pretty heavy. Yeah, the blues has got me. Those existential blues has got me. Yeah, the blues has got me. Those existential blues has got me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Feel like I should be living down there in one of them zoos. Cause it got me a cosmic case of those existential blues. Yeah, I try and shake off my depression by checking out the news. Says our planet is now finished, devastation is suffused. Life is downright scary when those blues go planetary with a global epidemic of those existential blues. There's gotta be a way out of here. Life could not be completely bleak. I'm looking for proper guidance, so a wise man is what I'll seek. Till then I'm lost and gone astray, crying, somebody please show me the way. I'm bewildered with no clues, while my heart continues to ooze with a hopeless case. You got it. Of those existential blues. Yeah, those blues have got me. Those existential blues have got me. Yeah, the blues have got me. Those existential blues have got me. Get on the beat. Get on the beat with that thing. On the beat. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Feel like I should be living down in one of them zoos, cause they got me up terminal case. Of those existential blues. Alright, thank you. Luckily, I found a teacher who taught me how to get out of the existential blues. Prabhupada saved me, you know. Now I have, this is a, now that, that was a fun song. This is a very serious song. Now. This song is actually based on a wonderful essay written by Prabhupada. Yeah, this song is called The Peace Formula. Srila Prabhupada wrote a wonderful essay called, it's called The Peace Formula. So this song is actually based on Prabhupada's essay. You see, here, Krishna consciousness is actually a solution for all the problems of the world. So this song explains that in a way. This is made for the general public, you know, someone who's not really familiar with Krishna consciousness. Kind of make it comprehensible to them, you know. Our world has become an unspeakable nightmare. Peace is destroyed, replaced by brutal warfare. All hell is breaking loose on this planet right now. And for stopping it, the leaders have no idea how. But here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friend. Please take it. You'll see, will not fail. Here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friend. Please take it. Surely peace will prevail. We come into this world possessing nothing, and we leave from this world with absolutely nothing. But in the middle we fight and kill, claiming this is mine, ignoring the real owner who reclaims everything in time. Yes, here is the peace formula. Please take it, my friends. Please take it. you see, will not fail. Here is the peace formula, please take it, my friend, please take it, surely peace will prevail. Now listen here, all of you world leaders, if you want real peace, this you must now understand. There's a supreme proprietor to whom everything belongs. What you think is yours is just now slipping through your hands. Acknowledge that supreme owner, enjoyer and friend. Peace will come and this turmoil will completely end. Yes, here is the peace formula, please take it, my friend, please take it. You'll see, will not fail. Here is the peace formula, please take it, my friends, please take it. Surely peace will prevail. Please take it, worldwide peace will prevail. I really hope the leaders will hear this song and they will take it. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, this formula is coming from the Bhagavad Gita. This formula is coming from Krishna. It's not my peace formula. It's Krishna's peace formula, the supreme authority. If they will follow this peace formula, all the problems of the world, the ISIS crisis, all of the terrorism, all the rapes and the murders and the horrible things going on, it'll become a wonderful paradise if they will just, this song, if they will take it and follow what's in this song, which is the teachings of Krishna, the whole world will be changed. So I hope this becomes the most popular song. That's my desire, to make this a very popular song in the world. Okay, now just one more. This is a song, I wrote the tune, and the lyrics are written by a great, very great devotee. His name is... Actually, this college is named after him. The author of this song is Rupa Goswami. The author of this, the words, it's Rupa Goswami. And this is Rupanuga Vedic College, which means the followers of Rupa Goswami. So this song really has a relationship with this Rupanuga Vedic College. Nectar you can find in these two syllables, very sublime. One of them is Krish, the other one is Na. Together they form Krishna. When I vibrate Krishna's ambrosial name, Krishna deftly dances on my parched tongue, gushing forth oceans of nectar beyond what my mouth could ever hold. It's then that I desire millions of mouths to increase my bliss a millionfold. Yeah! When the brilliant dazzling sound of Krishna floods profusely in my awakening ears, erupting so many oceans of nectar, more than these two ears can contain, it's then that I desire billions of ears, so my meditation will not go in vain. Yeah! Then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned and paralyzed by his stupendous dancing art. He totally conquers my convoluted mind, and I swing in ecstasy divine. I don't know how much nectar you can find in these two syllables, very sublime. One of them is Krishna, the other one is not. Together they form Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your turn now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, y'all. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. So that's it. I just had four songs. A little mini concert tonight. Hope you all enjoyed it. Krishna consciousness is not only enlightening, it's also enlivening. So I hope you all got enlivened very nicely tonight by these, my attempt to present the teachings of Krishna in a singer-songwriter format. Hare Krishna.